Millions of Iranians from the four corners of the country have taken to the streets to commemorate the 36th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. The ralliers turned out en masse in the capital Tehran and other cities to renew their allegiance to the ideals of the late founding father of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini, and his legacy.
Millions of Iranians in different cities all over the country have participated in the massive rallies to mark the 36th victory anniversary of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, which toppled the US-backed Pahlavi regime in 1979. The day marks the culmination of 10-day festivities in Iran, which starts on February the 1st, marking the day Imam Khomeini, the late founder of Islamic Republic, set foot on Iranian soil after years of exile forced by the Pahlavi regime. Influenced by the anti-hegemonic teachings of Islam through Imam Khomeini, Iran has faced many external pressures over the past three decades. Since 1979, various sanctions by the West, mainly the US, have aimed at preventing Iran's progress and growing influence in the Islamic world. Tehran says that for the past three decades, it has managed to neutralize the impact of sanctions by relying on domestic production and non-oil exports. On the 36th anniversary of the revolution, millions of Iranians once again gathered to reaffirm that the values presented by the late Imam Khomeini are still alive.
We are the followers of our leader. Our leader commanded that we celebrate this day, and I'm here to serve my duty.
We have fought for this country, and we back our Islamic country with all our might.
The ralliers across the country also voiced their anger against what they called Western double standards in recognizing Iran's right to peaceful nuclear energy.
Why should any nation that's never invaded any country and has the capacity to use peaceful nuclear energy be deprived of it? We have to resist U.S. pressures and make use of what's our undeniable right.
The event was also accompanied by a speech delivered by President Hassan Rouhani. Addressing the nation, President Rouhani pointed to Iran's stabilizing role in the region and also referred to the ongoing nuclear talks with the P5+1 and Islamic Republic's ideal agreement. As the country celebrates the 36th anniversary of its Islamic revolution, analysts hold that it continues to inspire regional and extra-regional countries to act as independent players in the international arena. Hamid Javani, Press TV, Tehran.
Let's bring in Fuad Azadi. He's a professor at the University of Tehran who joins us from Qom to share his thoughts with us. Fuad Azadi, want to congratulate you, obviously, on this victorious day, which has been ongoing every day for the past 36 years. Why has the Islamic Revolution been so successful?
Well, I think the reason is that the revolution was a popular revolution. It was one of the few revolutions in the last two, three centuries that was truly people's wish. It wasn't a coup d'etat. It wasn't forced change of government. People came to the streets in 1978, 1979, and demanded a representative government and overthrew the Shah's government. And they owned the revolution. And it's very natural. If you own something, you take care of it. You take care of your car, you take care of your house, you take care of your revolution if it was yours. And that is why you see millions of people show up every year. I think this year more people came based on the reports that we had because of the negotiations that Iran has with P5+1. The rhetoric of the U.S. government officials has been reported to the public here. The fact that they think Iran is at a point of surrender is a mistake, and the people came to the streets. The slogans were generally anti-U.S. policies. They were referring to the negotiations. They were saying that if sanctions are not lifted, they ask the Rouhani government to stop this process. So I think overall, the Iranian people are sending a message to United States and a number of European countries that in 2015, the people are with this government the same way they were in 1979.
Don't you think it's a misconception that no matter what is talked about these days when it comes to Iran, everything seems to just point to these discussions as if it's going to be the end of the world if they, for some reason, don't reach an agreement? Of course, Iran has grown stronger throughout the decades based on the way that the West has rejected Iran and its ideologies. So it's not going to be that big a failure were these talks not to conclude with an agreement.
You know, this is a miscalculation that the U.S. and a number of European governments are unfortunately making. They think that the sanctions are the reason Iran is at the negotiating table. The sanctions have hurt ordinary citizens in Iran. They have hurt patients that use drugs that are not made in Iran, and so some people are suffering from the sanctions. But the mistake that they are making is that the sanctions will lead to people coming to the streets and demonstrating against the government. And that's not just the case. You see a lot of people come to the streets in support of the government because they, Iranian people are intelligent, like many other people in the world, and they realize what's going on. They know the U.S. does not have good intentions toward Iran. They remember what the U.S. did here in 1953 with the coup d'etat, and they realize that the government is standing up for their rights. And they also understand that if they want to give away the nuclear rights, the U.S. government will come back with some other excuse to pressure Iranian people. So they understand all these things. And when you look at public opinion polls, even the ones that are done by Western American polling agencies, you will see that about 9 or 10% are blaming the Iranian government for the economic situation that is the country is facing because of the sanctions. 9 or 10%. 90% blame the United States or the European Union or the United Nations, someone, or the Israeli government, someone outside Iran. So many, many millions more that for some reason did not come to the streets also agree with the current course of action, that Iran is ready, Iran has presented a window of opportunity to the other side on the nuclear issue, and people are waiting to see whether the other side will take this opportunity. If they don't, they are going to be the losers. The people that came to the streets today in Tehran and other cities in Iran, I was in Qom today, it was a very big demonstration here. The people are basically saying that they are not going to give up, they're not going to surrender, and the other side has just a few weeks to make up their mind and realize the realities in Iran.